Welcome to City League Sports, the show where we get into the stories on all things Columbus City League. Today we have some Eastmoor track in the house. Joining today is Eastmoor boys head coach Mr. Jason Lewis and current EA student Dallas Hodge. And then we got also on the screen with us today. So we done did a little something special for all of our listeners and those that are viewing. We got a former Eastmoor and OSU track star, Mr. Deshaun Marshall Jr. joining us as well. I am your host, Dr. Vince Clarino, and I am excited to take you on this track relay that we are going on here this morning. So let's just get into some storytelling. Deshaun, we're going to start with you, man. Say hello to everybody. Introduce yourself real quick and just say what's up.
Hey, what's going on? I'm Deshaun Marshall. I'm 2012 graduate from Eastmoor, graduate from Ohio State University, 2017. I'm now a sprint coach at the University of the Cumberlands down in Williamsburg, Kentucky. So, you know, still trying to keep the track regime going.
Nice.
But yeah, that's the basics about me, man.
Got it. Love it. Thank you. So, Dallas, we're going to turn to you, man. Say hello to everybody. Say hello to the listeners, the viewers. Say what's up.
Hey, guys. I'm Dallas. I'm a junior at Eastmoor Academy. Okay. Play football, basketball, and also track.
That's all you got. That's okay. That's right. We get you warmed up, man. That's okay. You're allowed to be a little bit nervous in the beginning, man. It's okay. We get you warmed up, Coach. Good morning, sir.
Yes, sir.
Hey, what's up, man? Just a mutual level of love and respect, man. Say hello to all the listeners and say what's up, man.
Absolutely. So glad to be here. Excited to spend some time with my friend. And two young men that I've just had a pleasure of watching grow up and do well. You all surprised me with Deshaun.
Nice.
Being on the podcast. definitely one of my greatest stories in this young man, and looking for similar things out of Dallas as he continues to grow as well.
Okay. Well, you're going to get plenty of chances to share some of those stories, but I want to start with your own personal journey, man. You know, for everyone that doesn't know all your background and know everything about you, you have come to Columbus and have made yourself a cornerstone and an ambassador for all things Columbus City Schools. But I know you because, you know, me and you have had a chance to chop it up on a number of occasions. You're from Dayton.
Correct.
Right. And then so now give everyone, we won't go into all your Dayton life, but give everyone, you arrived to Columbus, you're a teacher now. And then so tell everyone, when do you become the track coach at Eastmoor, and then kind of share a part of that piece for us?
Okay. Yeah, I am a proud graduate of Dayton Dunbar High
School. There you go. Okay. We give Dayton some, and we give shout outs and love on this show, man. So when you feel inspired, go ahead and say something. That's
absolutely
for everybody. Yes, indeed.
Dayton Dunbar graduate. I made it to Columbus by way of Morehouse College.
Nice.
I am a pre-calculus teacher at Eastmoor.
Okay.
But I cut my teeth when I actually wanted to go into administration, but my first year of teaching was at Centennial, and I started coaching football. And 3 years after that, I transferred over to Eastmoor.
Okay.
This is my 20th year at
nice.
Eastmoor.
Wow.
And I started off doing football, and one of my other Dayton friends, we grew up together, best man in my wedding.
Oh, so that's your guy. Yeah.
Sean Taylor.
Okay.
So he was coaching basketball. I was coaching football, and he kept saying, man, you got so much track knowledge, Jay. You gotta take this job. And
I'm gonna cut you real quick. No. But Sean Taylor, for those of us that are listening and know, Sean Taylor has carved out a phenomenal coaching and teaching path.
Absolutely.
As well in Columbus City Schools, and we got love for Sean Taylor. Sean Taylor gonna be on the show one day. We're gonna get Sean in
Absolutely.
Here, man.
Absolutely.
Yes, indeed. So go ahead. So that's nice to hear. So you made the connection. Sean gave you some inspiration about tracks. I'm sorry to pick up from there.
Yeah, so he talked me into doing that. I didn't want it to interfere with my football, but eventually I said I would let it. It gave me opportunity to work with our skill guys.
Okay.
By taking the track position. You know, I was blessed to have been coached by Randy Wagoner, who is a legend in Ohio track and field.
Okay.
And so I guess my goals were to make Eastmoor's track experience like Dunbar's.
Okay.
And ironically, they are probably our biggest rivals.
There you go.
You know,
okay.
Right now.
Okay.
Them
okay.
in Cleveland, Glenville.
Yeah.
And you know, I love the city. You know, I've spent 20 years of my life at Eastmore, which is probably my longest relationship of anything, you know, other than being a father.
Deep. Nice. Okay.
So
okay.
I am very connected to that community, to the teachers and staff, the students there.
Right.
You know, I'm some of the kids that I'm coaching now, I've coached their parents.
Nice. So that's the beautiful part of the work that we do. Yes,
absolutely.
Indeed.
Absolutely.
When you say words like relationships, I get excited, right? Because the work that we do athletically, educationally, relationships are the fabric that makes it all work. And you have to be vested to that nature in order to have the success that you've had, right?
Correct.
And so before we start running down all your accolades and all those wonderful things and the young people that you've been able to touch and help guide and mentor, we have one on the screen here, right? So we got Deshaun Marshall Jr. You know, Deshaun, so you know, I'll jump out and speak to, right, the connections that we all have in the world. You know, I'm a fan of your father's. You know, your father and I, man, we've had a number of exciting basketball challenges against each other. Your dad, man, for whatever stories he tell you, they're true. Your dad can go. He, you know what I mean? He was one, he put it in. I can remember many times like, dang, man, I got to guard Marsh today, right? Like them was some tough days for me, man, playing against your father, and I had a good time. So I'm not surprised at the man that you are and the things that I've heard about you and the athlete that you are. So tell us a little bit about your time period, Eastmore, 2012, events. What jumps out at you maybe as a memorable piece? And then we're going to get into, but not quite yet. So don't go to Ohio State yet. Just stay in your Eastmore world for us for a moment and tell us about maybe something that you recall from a memory that maybe is fine to share.
I'll give you some good ones, I'll give you some bad ones.
Okay.
I'm gonna start with the bad first. I wasn't even academically eligible to run my first 2 years.
Okay.
I was being young, naive, not really doing all my schoolwork, but I ran cross country my freshman year. So I was kind of in the program,
mm-hmm.
But it just couldn't relate to track. And that, you know, that's a lesson I learned most definitely. You can't put the work in on the track if you can't do the work in the school. But my junior year, that was my first year, man. I started off as a distance runner.
Okay.
I ran about the 800 and the 1600, so that was pretty fun. My first year, I ended up winning the conference championship in the 800. But yeah, I did a little bit of everything, man. I think later on that year, I was boasting and trying to fight my way to get on the 4x4. Coach Lewis wasn't budging at first.
Okay.
But after that, you know, once I got on there, I tried to keep my spot, man. But then, like, my senior year, I ended up going down to the 400. Still a little bit of 800, you know, about 4x8s, you know, stuff like that. I don't know if the record's still there, Coach Lewis. I don't know if you can see it, but we had the city record in the 4x2.
Mm-hmm.
My senior year.
So y'all were moving back then. So I'm gonna focus on something. I'm gonna focus on something you just shared, you know, because we get listeners, man, of all ages. We got, you know, folks who have been away from high school for 30, 40 years, and then we got young people who are still out here living it and doing it every day like Dallas. So before I turn to Dallas, though, like, man, just give like, you know, a little bit of advice to those young people who are maybe not getting in the classroom and doing what they have to do. So what turned on the light for you, you know what I mean, to make you say, man, I got to get this other part of it taken care of in order for me to be able to grow and prosper?
Well, I knew I wanted to do sports for college.
Mm,
you know,
okay.
But I was a basketball player too, so I'm really familiar with Coach T as well, Coach Taylor as well.
Certainly, okay.
But I just knew, like I said, that was my calling. I wasn't just going to be a regular student in college.
Okay.
Like, that's just not what I've been doing. I've been a student athlete all my life. So
nice.
I just knew, like, okay, for me to do what I want to do, you know, I got to start, you know, putting in the work in the classroom a little bit. So I think it was kind of my junior year, which they say is your most important year.
Okay.
I just kind of realized, like, man, I got to turn on this light bulb or
right.
I don't know what I'm going to do. You know what I'm saying? I can't wait till my senior year to try to get grades and perform on the track or on the court or whatever I wanted to do. So it was kind of going into my junior year where I kind of sat back, was like, man, if I want to go to college to do what I want to do, I got to, you know, start putting in a little more legwork in the classroom.
There you go.
So it kind of clicked for me. And then my mom was really on me, too.
Nice. Go ahead. Give say mom's name. Give mom some love on the show.
Christy Marshall.
There we go.
Christy Marshall. Yeah, man. She was hard on me. But, you know,
Smile, mom, out there right now, wherever you at in the world. Smile. Your baby is sitting here telling you he's thankful for something you've done.
Coach,
right?
Coach Lewis will let you know, man. Christy don't play.
There you go.
Oh, I've got
stories.
But,
yeah, she just kind of, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she just kind of was like, Deshaun, man, you're not doing what you need to do. You're not living up to your potential. You're a lot smarter. I just wasn't applying myself, but, you know, she kind of kept it to me real. She was like, man, if you want to go to college to be, you know, to be an athlete, you just got to start doing way more than what you're doing in the classroom. I was kind of doing bare minimum, if not enough. Right. So it just kind of clicked, man.
Love that.
My dad too.
Certainly. It's nice to have a support system who gets it.
Yeah.
And parents who are there taking every step along the way with their young people. Dallas, we're going to turn to you, man, because, you know, a lot of times in the world of track and field, right, we get real locked into the speed because the speed can be fun and everybody's watching the 100 and the 200 guys. But you're out here and you represent the field part, right, of track and field. And so from what I understand, you know, you're a shot and disc guy, but I don't want to steal your thunder, man. So like, what drew you to this level of participation? And then, like, you know, you can brag on yourself. I'm hearing you pretty good. So, like, look, he smiled, coach. So I'm hearing you pretty good, man. And modesty is nice, but today is a chance where you get to be smiling. You could put your chest out a little bit if you want up in this show, right? So go ahead and tell me a little bit about being, you know, track and field, shot, disc, whatever you want to share. How did you arrive at those spaces?
Well, sophomore year after basketball season, we were in the playoffs. Didn't do too well. So then after the playoffs, my friend, who was also a discus and shot thrower, Shek Injai, that's one of my best competitors.
Okay.
He said,
inter-team competition is great, especially when you can grow off of each other. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yes, sir. He said, hey, come be a part of the team. It'll help you get stronger for next year for football and other sports and stuff. I was like, this is new. And then I started to like it. And then I remember we went to our first meet at Northland High School. And I threw a 114, and Shek threw a 114 in 10 inches. I was like, oh, I'm already right there with him. I was like, I could do this. I could do this. But so we went through the year. Didn't end up where I wanted to be. But this year, it's starting to click. Everything's starting to click. Coaching better.
Certainly.
And using all the techniques that Coach Sam and Coach Devon have taught me to help me put it out there. And hopefully it takes me far.
Hey, the beauty of something you just shared, right, I'm going to talk to coaches for a moment right now. All the coaches that listen to our show, you got to understand how important these moments are for young people. Here's a young man, you know, who's saying, I can remember my first meet.
Right.
My first throw, the distance on the first throw, and that applies to all coaches. If you're not that level of being in tune with your athletes, then you need to dig deeper into your relationships, right? Because these memories mean something to the young people who are competing. Sometimes as a coach for you, it might be another game, another meet. But for a young person like Dallas, this makes the difference whether or not maybe they come back again. So Dallas, you throw a 114, that number is locked in your head, right, as an experience. It's a part of what you do. So then now, do you go out, or are you like, so have you done, are you a homework guy in the sport? Do you go out and see like what's going on around the state, or do you know what numbers you got to kind of get to is the best in you, or are you like, I'm going to see what the top number is and I'm going to like, or tell me where your thoughts are at on your preparation?
I've definitely done my research. Let's just say
he didn't know I was going to ask that, everyone. That one came out of nowhere for him.
Let's just say after I threw that 143 at East, I definitely went and looked at the rankings. So that was top 10 in the state.
Nice.
And so what I'm working for, I saw last year, what won the D2 state championship was a 180.5 inches.
Okay.
So, you know, working to, and he's actually a senior this year.
Okay.
I don't remember his name, but so we're just working to see, be him.
There you go.
He's at the top of the state right now with a 166. So we're just working to try to get up there with him.
I love it. That's beautiful. Coach, now you said you've been doing this. You've been at Eastmore for 20 years. How long have you been the head track coach? The same amount of time, 20 years?
I was Eastmore 20, so I think this is my 18th year.
Year 18, you've seen a lot of talent come through Eastmoor. You've built a program that I think many people can be proud of, right? Like, if I'm a coach and I can go, man, I had Jason Lewis's career, I should be pretty happy. So as you look back over, you know, 18 some odd years of coaching young people, what have you found? You know, what's the key to success, man? Like, how are you year after year, you're getting it in and you're finding a way to help these young people become successful. You're helping find a way to make the Deshaun Marshall Juniors, you know, have opportunities in life and can sit here today and look back and say, hey, man, you know, these are people I can thank. So give us some of the special sauce. Like when you putting in the paprika and the salt and the pepper, give us some of the special sauce.
You know, my high school coach.
Give us the real special sauce. Come on.
He was fantastic.
If he don't, I got it.
There you go. Thank you. Okay, there we go. Okay.
He was fantastic at teaching that you got to compete at every event.
Mm.
You know? So I don't, you know, anybody will tell you, we're not coming in there. You might beat us in 100. We're going to get second or third. We're going to score them points.
There you go. You know, okay.
We're going to do a shot. Only thing we don't do is pole vault.
There you go. Right.
So, you know, I mean, you want every student to have a good experience. Man, just the little things that he did, made sure guys, when I was growing up, you know, I ran with Chris Nellums, the greatest.
Yes, indeed.
The greatest runner in the history of Ohio track and field. But you knew on those teams you had to do your part. So that's what I'm teaching to my young guys.
Nice.
Yeah, Dallas might be throwing 143, but I'm also always looking at the kid that's throwing 91. Like, where you at this week?
Right.
You know, you're just as important. You're gonna, you know, everybody's gonna have the same experience. You know, if I do something for this kid, I'm gonna do it for you too.
Okay.
These guys are going to run this meet, but you're going to get this opportunity. And what's your times? Are you getting better? And then you just, like, you know, like we talked about, iron sharpens iron. So, you know, Dallas, you got to look at Deshaun Marshall or Ryan Wilborn or Victor Rodriguez, people that went to the state in the discus. Like, there's always somebody in an event that you had. And, I tell you this. I love the City League. When I coach, it is important to me that when we go to meets, that Eastmoor Academy represents CCS.
Nice.
And when you go there, I remember maybe 5 years ago, the first time we had to run in a D1 meet, and the coach from Lancaster came up to me, and he was like, he didn't mean any, I mean, he meant this as a compliment, and I took it as a compliment, he said, man, you guys are so impressive. You do everything. Man, you guys jump, you run distance, you got good relays, you got sprints. And that's what I want it to be.
Nice.
You know, I my favorite event is the 4x8. It's important to see Columbus City Schools get out there in that hard relay.
Yes,
four
indeed.
Times around, showing four guys can get out there and run 800. We qualified to the state. We were top 10 in the state in the 4x8 last
year.
Nice. So
nice.
We start with an 800, and if you can run an 800, you can run any event.
I cannot run 800 meters.
If you ran for me, you would.
Yes, indeed. Right. Hey, that's one of those. I'd be on the spot where I'm like, okay, coach, I don't know if I can make it to the end.
Most people think they can, and that's what you're trying to teach these kids. It's nobody, you know, we all think we can't do something, you know, and it takes someone that believes in you, that knows that you can't.
No, say that again. Say that again. Someone that what?
Believes in you.
Believes in you. That's nice. I like that, coach.
And our motto is, you got to get comfortable with being uncomfortable.
There you go. Okay, well, look, I'm going to give these two gentlemen, we got a gentleman and a young man here, right? We got Deshaun and we got Dallas. We double D loaded over here. And I'm going to give you a shit, Dallas, I'm going to start with you.
Okay.
This is a rare chance where you get, tell me something about Coach. Like, you tell me a story about Coach. Tell me something about Coach. You're in a safe space. I'm over here. I'm holding him back for you. So everything you say is fair game. But tell us the fun stuff, the good stuff. Tell me something about Coach that makes him maybe an integral part in your endeavors or your life or what you're doing. Tell me something about Coach.
So I have him as a coach and in the classroom. So, you know, he's always making jokes, talking about, like, if you don't throw this distance, then I'm not going to let you get higher than a C in my class.
There you go. I love it. Yes, indeed.
Come out to the rings, put a $20 bill at a certain mark. Yeah. If you don't hit this, you don't get the money. So first one to get it, just always make a competition, making us compete.
Lovely.
Just making sure we could be the best that we can be.
That's great, man. You know, you have to have, and I share this for young people. I've said this before on the show, but every time we got a young person in, I like to say it again. You have to surround yourself. I like the iron sharpens iron. You have to surround yourself with good people, right? If, you know, like every school, no matter where you're at, right, every school has some people who are still trying to find their way. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes, man, a person trying to find their way can bring you down. So continue to make sure you're surrounding yourself with good people. Yes, sir. Because as your support system is not just your parents and your coaches, but it's also the peers that you choose to associate with. And so, you know, sometimes, man, you want to be there to help a person, but if they're not on the same level as you and going in the same places you're trying to go, sometimes you got to say, hey, look, man, when you maybe get some help, go talk to coach such and such or whoever, and then but don't let them bring you down. So I love the stories you just shared about your buddy participating, about coach. Deshaun, we're going to go to you now, right? Give me a story about coach, a trip, something. Tell me something that was going on with coach when you were back. We going back 10 years on coach, so we taking some of his we taking some of that. Deshaun, we taking some of that gray out of his beard, and we going back 10 years right now. So give me some Coach Lewis 10 years ago.
Same guy, man. That's another thing too. When he was talking about the secret sauce, man, I think he's a coach that you want to give your all for. He's not just, you know, you're willing to put it all on the line, because it's more than track with Coach Lou. You know what I mean? Nice. Like, still to this day, I think I can call him like, hey, Coach Lou, I need some help or XYZ. Or when I was coaching at FAMU down in Tallahassee, I was calling him to try to get some of his guys up there. It's just more than track with him, man. It's just, he's a real personable guy. So it's easy to buy into what he's saying. It's easy to invest in what he got going on. And, That's a coach I don't think gets his flowers enough. We talk about Afrocentric girls basketball. We talk about Northland boys basketball. Eastmore Track went on a 10-year run of city championships.
Certainly it did.
I don't know how that's not talked about enough. It kind of grinds my gears because Coach Lou don't get his flowers.
Coach Lou sitting here today.
I give it to him, but I don't think they do.
Yeah,
I don't think other people do, man. And that's something that you really don't see or get often is a 10-year run.
Right.
Like, that's just unheard of, man. And that's really what it is. That's his secret sauce. I don't think he means to do it. I don't think that's something he writes down in his training log. But just the type of guy he is, man, it just makes you want to do anything you possibly can for him, whether it's running a 4x1 or running a 4x16 at the Bexley Invitational. It doesn't matter, man. Whatever he throws you in, you just got enough faith in him that he has you prepared just every single day, man. And I just don't think he gets enough recognition. And you know, I'm here to kind of give him some of that. I don't think I can give him enough. I ain't got enough words, but
appreciate
it's
you
just, he's just one of those guys, man. It's just, you don't mind doing whatever it takes.
Nice.
To win that championship, because you know he deserves it, because you see the work he puts in, and you know, it's just something you can't really get at a lot of places.
Well, I'll share this, right? So this platform that I'm honored and blessed to be able to host, this platform that Columbus City Schools, you know, through the brain work of a lot of people and come together and giving us this opportunity to tell these stories. You're absolutely right, Marshall. You know, being able to get this platform and tell those stories that sometimes are not maybe being told as much, right? You know, yeah. But like for me, and so sometimes, and I'm not holding back, but sometimes I can forget because Coach Lewis knows I'm a fan. I'm a fan of Coach Lewis's work. I respect him tremendously. We chop it up about things beyond just you know, kids out there running track. We chop it up about family and fatherhood and parenting. And you know, I enjoy the stories that he's been, you know, shared with me about his own son, right? And that's not today's show, but you know, Coach Lewis's son is a phenomenal student and went to Eastmore and all those things. And Coach Lewis and I talk. Yes, you know what I mean. So like I get everything that you just said. And that's why it's important for us to have this opportunity, right? So, Coach, when you and like I'm hearing the relationships, the talk, the energy, and that 100% I think is the stuff that makes it work, right? But now I want to get into the work. Like when you're out there, guys are running the work. So like what does a track day look like at Eastmoor? Like set the stage for everyone that's out there, and they're going. I run track at school, such and such. Man, we ain't like you know. Give us a little peek behind the curtains on what's a track day look like. You know, today's practice, right? Is there practice today, Dallas?
We actually have a meet.
Bexley Relays.
There we go. Bexley Relays. Coach Murray. Hey, man, she spoke up, right? Okay, so there's a meet today. Okay, so tell us. So give us a little bit about practice. What's that like, man? What's the afternoon over at Eastmoor like?
I mean, we try to train the whole guy. Mm. So, I mean, I would say, you know, mentally, physically, spiritually, you got to – you're trying to build that person. And
nice.
I mean, we're going to work the core. We're going to lift whenever we possibly can.
Okay.
Being stronger is important. And most of these guys want to do other things besides track. They want to play basketball. They want to play
multi-sport
football.
Students.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yes, indeed.
So you got to, it's important that you know what they want and that you are, you can't just recruit them, but you got to, you know, show that what you're going to give them is going to make them better.
Nice.
You know, and in that, you're getting discipline, you know, working discipline. Depending on your event, you know, you're going to train sprints, you're going to, with throws, you know, everything is technique. Now, with me, everything is technique.
Okay.
You know, anybody, you know, you can get anybody in shape. But if they want to perform at an elite level, you got to look at each individual and you got to work on the technique of running or throwing or jumping. You know, I always say, you know, be a pro. It's like the guys that play the NFL. You got to be a pro.
Certainly.
When you're in high school, you're just trying to make the catch.
Yeah.
When you're in college, you can get 1 foot down easy.
Right.
That same guy the next year puts 2 feet down and is halfway out of bounds. He's just becoming a pro. He's learning the technique.
Nice, nice, nice. That's beautifully put. Before we got to transition, because the time goes fast, I told you all it would go fast. We're starting to get to the point where we need to wrap up. Coach Marshall, I want you to give, you know, I want to give you a chance. Anything, you know, I know you threw it out there and you got a chance to say the Ohio State University. I love it. You know, are there any experiences during your time at Ohio State that you want to share? Anything that jumps out at you that you want to, you know what I mean, to highlight or speak to before we start to transition?
Yeah, actually. So when I got to Ohio State, I was a 400 runner. I can be brutally honest, man. The workouts was kicking my butt. I went up to our coach like, man, coach, I don't know if this is for me. The 400, I mean, I'm trying my best. I'm really giving it my all, but I'm just getting left behind. So he had sat me down. He was like, man, let's try the 100 and the 200. So like I mentioned earlier in the show, I started off at Eastmoor with Coach Lou as a miler and an 800 runner.
Right.
So I think, you know, him even seeing the potential that I could be halfway decent in the 100 and the 200, you know, kind of made me feel like how Coach Lewis used to make me feel like, man, I could do anything, man. Like,
nice.
If he say, let's try the 1 and the 2, instead of bumping back up to the 800, he sees something that I don't see in myself.
Who's
like,
he?
Coach
Who's
Lewis
he?
Said, you know, somebody, his name is Joel Brown.
There you go. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We say names on here, man.
Coach Lou and Joel Brown are probably two of my favorite coaches ever because, like I said, it's more than just track with those two guys. They make you feel comfortable.
Right.
If I got schoolwork or family issues, I know I can go to those two guys still to this day.
Nice.
So, it's, again, like you feel like you can.
That's all the time we have today on WCBE 90.5 FM. To hear the full show, you can find the City League Sports Podcast on Spotify, Apple, or whatever platform you prefer to listen to your favorite podcast. You can also follow us on Instagram at City League Sports 614. Until next time, I'm Dr. Vince Clarno, and thanks for listening.